This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep. The United Nations Secretary General has been meeting representatives of the Bush administration. Kofi Annan spoke yesterday with Secretary of State Colin Powell and his newly nominated successor, Condoleezza Rice. And they met at a time of strained relations. The Bush administration has given Annan only lukewarm support amid an unfolding scandal involving the UN's Oil for Food program in Iraq. And at the meeting, Annan made no new promises about helping prepare for elections in Iraq. NPR's Michelle Kellerman reports.
There were overflow crowds at the Council on Foreign Relations, where Kofi Annan spoke about his plans to revitalize and reform the UN.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for coming here in large numbers. I must have been in the news lately.
He certainly has, with some members of Congress calling for his ouster over the Oil for Food scandal and international headlines warning that Annan is being hounded by the Bush administration. The White House was clearly unhappy earlier this year when Annan called the war in Iraq illegal and wrote a letter warning against the U.S. assault on Fallujah. Allegations that U.N. staffers may have taken kickbacks for contracts in the Oil for Food program have added to his headaches. Annan brought the issue up in his meetings with Powell and Rice and insisted he's taking the allegations seriously.
We must get to the bottom of these allegations. Paul Volcker is heading an independent inquiry, the most far-reaching in the history of the United Nations.
Secretary of State Colin Powell issued what's now the standard Bush administration line that the U.S. wants the Oil for Food scandal investigated and has confidence in Annan.
We are doing a lot of work together with the United Nations. We want to support the United Nations, support the Secretary General in his work. We have confidence in the Secretary General. We want to get to the bottom of these matters as quickly as we can, and that is in our mutual interest to do so.
Asked about another sore topic, the UN in Iraq, Powell put the best face on the limited role the United Nations is playing in preparing for January's elections.
As you know, the Iraqis themselves are responsible for the conduct of the election, and the UN is certainly doing a good job in supporting them.
The Bush administration had hoped the UN would send more monitors. The UN plans to have only 25 election officials on the ground in Iraq and is not quite there yet. Secretary General Annan made clear he feels he's kept up his end of the bargain by offering technical advice for Iraq's election commission and preparing to open two offices in Iraq, in Erbil and Basra. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.